Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an old-school DNB percussion layer in Ableton Live 12 using stock devices only, and we're doing it the smart way, tight, arranged, and actually useful, not just busy for the sake of it. This is one of those techniques that instantly makes a break feel more expensive, not louder, not messiner, just more alive. In drum and bass, percussion is a momentum tool. It can glue the groove together, create tension in the top end, and help the track evolve across an intro, drop, and breakdown without needing a ton of melodic content. We're aiming for that classic jungle and rollers energy. Shuffled hats, shakers, rim clicks, little ghost hits, and filtered movement that supports the main break instead of fighting it. Start by setting your tempo somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. That's the classic zone for this sound. Then create a drum group with your main break on one track, and a separate percussion layer on another. The key idea here is that the percussion should feel like a second groove sitting behind the break, not a copy of it. Before you add any sounds, decide what job this layer is going to do. That matters more than the sound choice itself. If you're building rollers, keep the layer steady and restrained, with subtle top-end motion. If you're going for jungle, make it a little more chopped, swingy, and obvious in the ghost details. If you want a darker neural-leaning feel, keep it tight, metallic, and filtered. Same technique, different role. Now build the palette with stock Ableton sounds only. Keep it small. 4 to 6 sounds is plenty. You want a closed hat, a shaker, a rim click or wood hit. Maybe an open hat or short ride tick, and optionally a tiny Foley click or noise burst. That's enough to make a full, living layer. Keep the sounds dry at first. Don't reach for reverb immediately. The atmosphere should come from arrangement, timing, and movement first. If your source sounds are too long or too bright, you'll fight the groove later. For a classic old-school feel, use short, dry transients. For a darker modern take, choose thinner metallic sounds and keep the decay short. A closed hat around 60 to 140 milliseconds is a great starting point. The shaker should feel rhythmic, not washier than necessary. Rims should sit low in the mix, almost like punctuation marks. Open hats should be used as accents, not as constant decoration. Now write a 2-bar MIDI pattern. Don't just shadow the main break. You want a second groove that locks in with it. That's the whole magic. A strong starting point is closed hats on offbeats, with a few extra 16ths before snare hits. Let the shaker run in a steady 16th pulse, but remove notes where the kick needs room. Use rim clicks in the gaps between snare hits, especially on syncopated positions, where they can add little conversational answers. Then place one open hat every 2 bars to mark the phrase. This is where the feel starts to come alive. Don't leave every note locked perfectly to the grid. Nudge a few hits slightly late or early, especially shakers and rims. Even 5 to 15 milliseconds makes a difference in DNB. It creates that human drag and push that old-school percussion is known for. You can use the groove pool too. Something like an MPC 16 swing, around 54 to 57% can work nicely. But don't overdo it if the main break is already busy. Around 20 to 40% groove amount is usually enough. And keep velocity variation in play. Not every hit should land with the same force. A good range might be somewhere between 45 and 95, depending on the sound. The reason this works is simple. The break gives you the backbone, and the percussion layer gives you micro motion on top. That contrast is what makes the groove feel alive. Next, put each sound on its own drum rack pad. This gives you control over balancing, panning, and later processing. Keep the chain order sensible. Hat, shaker, rim, open hat, and any extra texture on separate pads. Before adding effects, balance the chain volumes. As a rough starting point, let the closed hat carry the main top motion, the shaker set a little lower, the rim click tucked further back, and the open hat used sparingly. If something feels too present, lower it before reaching for processing. A really useful habit here is to create tiny variations every 2 bars. For example, remove one shaker hit near the end of bar 2 and replace it with a rim tap, or shorten the open hat in the second bar. Those small switches stop the loop from feeling pasted in. Now move to tone shaping. On the percussion group, start with EQ8. High pass it somewhere around 180 to 300 Hz to keep the low end clean. If the hats are poking too hard, make a small cut somewhere in the 2.5 to 4.5 kHz area. If the layer needs air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 kHz can help. And if the shaker feels boxy, look around 500 to 900 Hz. After EQ, add drum bus. This is one of the best stock devices for giving percussion a worn, sample-based DNB character. Keep it subtle. A bit of drive, a bit of crunch, maybe some transient lift if you want more bite. Usually, you don't want boom on this layer, because we're not trying to add low-end weight. We're trying to give the top percussion a little glue and attitude. If the layer becomes too sharp, add a compressor after drum bus. Use a moderate ratio, a slightly slower attack so the transients still breathe, and a release that follows the groove. You only want a few dB of gain reduction at most. The goal is control, not flattening. Now let's add atmosphere, because this lesson is in the atmospheres area, and that means the percussion should help create space, not just rhythm. Set up a return track with reverb. Use a darker room sound, something with a decay around 1 to 2 seconds, a little pre-delay, and strong filtering so the reverb doesn't cloud the low mids. Send only selected hits into it, usually rims, open hats, or occasional shaker accents. Keep closed hats mostly dry. You can also set up an echo return if you want that dubwise or old-school jungle flavor. Use a short time like an eighth or dotted eighth. Keep feedback modest, and filter the repeats heavily. You want atmosphere and tail, not a big obvious delay line cluttering the snare space. Automation makes this really musical. Raise the send amount on the last hit before a section change. Pull it back in the drop. Let it balloon during transitions. That's how the layer starts feeling arranged instead of looped. Once the groove is sitting right, consider resampling it to audio. This is a huge old school move. It gives you more control over little edits, reverses, and pickup fills. Record the percussion group to a new audio track, then consolidate the best tubar loop. From there, try reversing one or two hits, slicing the loop around snare gaps, or creating a pickup into the next section with a reversed hat or rim. These tiny edits are often what make a DNB arrangement feel intentional. The groove doesn't need huge changes every bar. It needs small, smart ones. Now automate the layer across the arrangement. In the intro, high pass the percussion more aggressively so it feels distant and smoky. In the pre-drop, slowly open the filter and bring in more air. In the drop, let the top end settle into a clearer, more present position. In the breakdown, pull it back again so the contrast hits harder when the full groove returns. You can also automate density, not just tone. Start sparse, bring in more hits as the phrase develops. Then reduce the layer again for the breakdown. A nice old-school trick is to keep the first 16 bars relatively simple, then introduce a second variation after that. It gives the track a classic evolving jungle feel. A few advanced ideas can push this further. Try bar 2 turnover edits, where one hit changes at the end of every second bar. Remove a shaker, replace a hat with a rim, or shorten an open hat. That subtle turnover keeps the loop breathing. You can also create call and response inside the percussion layer. For example, let a bright hat hit, then answer it with a muted rim right after. That creates movement without making the pattern dense. If you want a more engineered or neuro-adjacent edge, keep the percussion tight and slightly over-filtered, then automate tiny bursts of brightness at phrase endings. That gives the top end a controlled sense of motion. And one more thing, use velocity and note length before you reach for more effects. A lot of DNB percussion problems are solved by making some notes quieter, shorter, or slightly later. You don't always need another plugin. Sometimes you just need better phrasing. As you blend the percussion with the main break and bass, keep asking one question. Does this make the groove feel more urgent, or just more crowded? Mute the percussion layer and listen. If the track loses energy, you're on the right track. If the mix just gets less loud but not less interesting, the layer may not be doing enough. Solo it briefly too, to check whether the pattern is actually musically useful. The best percussion layers change the body movement of the loop. If you nod differently with it muted, it's working. A good final rule is this: percussion should add perceived speed, not perceived loudness. If the hats start stealing attention from the snare or bass, pull them back. Let the low end and break stay dominant. So to recap, use a small stock sample palette, build a tubar groove with swing and ghost movement, shape it with EQ8 and drum bus, send selected hits into filtered ambience, and automate the layer so it evolves across the arrangement. Keep it human. Keep it intentional. Keep it moving. For the practice challenge, build a 16-bar percussion arrangement at 174 BPM using only one drum ruck, one EQ8, one drum bus, and one reverb or echo return. Use no more than 5 percussion sounds. Create a core groove, a variation, an intro version, a fuller drop version, and one fill or pickup. Then resample it, reverse one hit, and compare the full mix with the percussion muted. If you can make the groove feel about 20% more animated without cluttering the mix, you've nailed it. That's the sound of old-school DNB percussion done properly.